The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Live from Lagoon Park here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, Michael Giddens helping you get set for the Central Regional Class 5A HSAA between Sylacauga and Beauregard, a rematch from last year's first round in which Beauregard was triumphant 9-4. The Aggies looking for a little bit of revenge this Monday morning. The Aggies' path to get here included hosting the area tournament against Shelby County, Briarwood, and Central Clay, and the Aggies coming in regular season champions of the area and runners-up to Shelby County. Meanwhile, Beauregard path here included a regular season and area championship in their area, which includes Valley and Elmore County. Actually, Elmore County winning the regular season area, but Beauregard champions of the area tournament. Beauregard coming into the game 27-12 on the season. Some big time wins over programs all throughout classifications, and of course, a 9-4 win last year over Sylacauga in the first round. Going to be on the minds of the players that have returned to this squad for both teams. And, of course, the most memorable game from last year's regional was the 26-25 game for the Aggies that took place later that afternoon against Ramsey, a classic that will live on for a long time. The Aggies coming back from two double-digit deficits in that game. It was remarkable to watch, and looking for a little bit of that magic and more today. The Aggies, of course, 13-19 according to Max Preps on the season, but showed their poise in the biggest games in the area, managing to clinch that regular season title and earn a spot here in Montgomery. We will be bringing you at least two games today and hopefully more tomorrow, as the Aggies will play again later today at 3:15 p.m. against either Holtville or Jemison, depending upon how their game goes on. Of course, four games going on concurrently right now, six different fields here in Montgomery. There's also two 3A games going on as well, and one of those games includes Childersburg. You can flip it over to Kix 100.3 and hear David McCurley on the call as Childersburg and Beulah will be going on around the same time as this game. But we'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's first pitch from Lagoon Park between Sylacauga and Beauregard here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend. Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Sylacauga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Sylacauga Parks and Recreation online at sylacauga.recdesk.com for more information.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
This is Sylacauga High School Softball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Wright Tire and Service and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Omya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, and Merkel's Anytime Towing.
Beauregard towing the rubber, taking the field, warming up and getting ready for this first round regional matchup between Sylacauga and the Lady Hornets of Beauregard. Michael Giddens here from Lagoon Park in Montgomery as we get set. Sylacauga, the visiting team, as runners-up of Area 8 in Class 5A. Beauregard, the area tournament champions of Area 6 of Class 5A. Towing that rubber in the center circle will be the pitcher for the Beauregard Lady Hornets. If I can get my lineups pulled up here correctly. Reagan Brooks in the circle, and the first pitch coming in to the leadoff hitter for the Aggies, Josie Harshberger, is called strike one. Starting lineup for the Aggies. Josie Harshberger, catcher, leading off as the pitch comes in. That one's going to skip off the plate for ball one. Kinley Hathcock, left fielder, batting second for the Aggies. Sophie Harshberger, third baseman, batting third. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Elena Bryant. Batting fifth, second baseman, Brooklyn Harris. As the 1-1 comes in, hit softly down the third baseline. It's going to go foul for strike two. Batting sixth, the designated player, Sydney Royster. Batting seventh, the pitcher, Natalie Deason. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ashlyn Johnson. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Malaya Bryant. Flexing in right field is Alexis Smith. The 1-2 to Harshberger. Hit over the head of the shortstop, going to drop in shallow left field, and the leadoff single for the Aggies starts their tournament in Montgomery. Harshberger kind of with a little bit of a golf swing there, catching that one below the knees, and just got enough on it to get herself on first base and right. Second batter of the game, we already seeing Coach Wilkinson out getting a speed-up runner for Harshberger. Could be one of Ansley Williamson, Natalie Mullen, or Gady Mintz. I would assume, based on how this year's gone, probably Mullen. Let's see who it is. It will be Mullen. Mullen quite often is used as the speed-up runner for Josie. The Aggies in the dark red tops, black lettering, white pants, as Hathcock shows bunt and then pulls back, but it's called a strike over the outside corner. 0-1 to Kinley Hathcock. Infield playing in, especially on the left side. Hathcock pulls back again, and this time it's just off the outside part of the plate. The count even at 1-1. Hathcock lays down a bunt, but it's going to go behind the catcher and foul for strike two. Aggies game against Beauregard last year, a close contest throughout the majority of it. Beauregard did pull away with late runs. The Beauregard team was no slouches, made it all the way to the state championship. Silicaga with a nice run in the regional last year, winning two games in the lower half. As that one's called a strike over the outside part of the plate, a backwards K strikeout for Reagan Brooks. First out of the game for Beauregard, and Hathcock will take a seat. As now Sophie Harshberger step in the plate. Mullen still at first after that leadoff single by Josie. One down here in the top of the first. Mullen going to run, sliding in head first, safe with a steal. Mullen into scoring position. That pitch looked like it was outside, but it was called a strike against Harshberger. So friendly outside part of the plate here early seems consistent from the home plate umpire. Harshberger's grounds this one in between third and short. Third will come over to collect. Throw over to first. Safe. The throw over third gets away. Mullen running around third, heading home, sliding in safely. And the Aggies, with the great base running of Natalie Mullen, takes advantage of the error. And the Aggies strike first here at Lagoon Park. Mullen with the steal. Then took third after the throw to first. Got out Harshberger. And the first baseman for the Hornets just airmailed the throw over to third. Got all the way down the third base side of the field near the fence in foul territory, and the left fielder did a pretty good job to get the ball back into play towards home plate. Made it close, but Mullen just too quick. And now the bases are clear and two outs for Elena Bryant, who watches the first pitch come in inside but called for strike one. Swinging and off-speed pitch there gets Bryant ahead. Count out 0-2. And and swing and a miss for strike three. So two strikeouts, but not before an error on a throw out, for a 5-3 put out to first, allows Mullen to go all the way from second to home. The Aggies with the 1-0 lead here. They'll take the field now, and Natalie Deason will enter the center circle for the first time. As we head to break, we'll be right back. The Aggies leading 1-0 over Beauregard in the Central Regional here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Your pain relief starts here.
Hey, it's Ben Donahue. If you've been sidelined by an injury and your doctor recommends physical therapy, you have to take control of your care at that point. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. Tell them your number one choice is Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Starting lineups for the home team in this matchup, the Beauregard Lady Hornets batting first. The third baseman, Lindsay Moulton, batting second. The shortstop, Lucy Van, batting third. The pitcher, Reagan Brooks, batting cleanup fourth. The catcher, Taylor Howard, first pitch coming in to Moulton is inside for ball one. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mary Payton Dees, batting sixth as the pitch comes in. From Deason, that one does catch the inside part of the plate for strike one. Batting sixth, Auburn Sward, the left fielder. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ellie Burrows. As that one's perfectly placed once again, even a little bit lower. So low and inside, but over the part of the plate, that counts for a strike. 1-2 now the count. Deason going quick and swung on a miss, hits the dirt, so throw over to first is required, but that's going to be a strikeout on the leadoff hitter, Moulton. And Natalie Deason off to a superb beginning. The recent signee for Reed State Technical College. Natalie Deason pitched a fantastic area tournament, has done so well for the Aggies throughout the regular season, and now it's her time to shine in the postseason, in her senior season. First pitch swung on and missed by Van, and once again, getting ahead of the hitter. Swung on and missed as that one was a screwball. Went inside, then came back over the middle of the plate. Hitter couldn't keep up for strike two. And that one's going to be a little bit high. Hitter laid off, and count now 1-2. Ellie Burrows batting seventh, second baseman batting eighth. Hanley, Mackenzie Hanley, ninth grader in right field, and batting ninth will be Shelby Kraft, center fielder. Eventually got through that starting lineup for the Hornets. 2-2 count. One out. The Aggies leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. That one's just going to be barely fouled off the top of the bat. First base side. We'll stay at 2-2. Lots of traveling support here on field two at Lagoon Park for both Beauregard and Our Lady Aggies. So Lacaga Lady Aggie Softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. That one's hit hard toward third. Harshberger fields, throws over to first to Johnson, and a 5-3 put out for out number two of the bottom of the first inning. Softball action all day long on Mix 106.5 and Kix 100.3, of course, going on right now. Childersburg and Beulah, as that one's lined towards short on the first pitch, and Elena Bryant with a jumping catch over her head. And quick work for the Aggies. 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. Go down the Lady Hornets. We'll head to the second. The Aggies holding a close lead, 1-0 over Beauregard here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
First pitch into Brooklyn Harris popped up in our shallow right center field, and one pitch, one out for the Aggies in the top of the second. So Harris down, and now Sidney Royster, the DP, is 5-6-7 coming up in this inning. The Aggies striking first in the first half of the game, first half inning of the game. Natalie Mullen scoring on an error. The speed-up runner from first all the way home after Josie Harshberger led a game off with the single, the only hit for either team so far. 1-1 count now for Royster. Royster's going to hit that one sky high behind home plate, and it's going to go all the way out of play. Look out, fans. There's a protective tent. It's a good thing there was, because those fans didn't know the ball was coming down on top of them. 1-2 count. That one low and outside. Count now 2-2 to Royster. Of course, unfortunate what happened with Mackenzie Pruitt earlier in the season, going down due to injury, but Sidney Royster has come up on the varsity and stepped in magnificently. And has worked a full count here. Another ball outside. And he's trying to get a leadoff runner on for the second straight inning. 3-2 to Royster. Hit toward shortstop. Fielded on two hops. Throw over to first. And a 6-3 ground out will make it two outs here in the top of the second inning. Now Natalie Deason coming to the plate. Of course, known for what she does on the pitching side of things, but was swinging a good stick in the area tournament. See if she can help herself out here. First pitch fouled back behind home plate for strike one. Of course, no matter what, win or lose, the Aggies will play again at 3:15. They'll match up against either Holtville or Jemison, depending upon what happens in that game as well. Deason will swing at that one. That was outside. Sure wish he had that one back. The count now 0-2. O2 is outside. Deason does lay off of that one. The count now 1-2. 8 teams in this Central Regional. In Class 5A, Holtville, Jemison, Sylacauga, Beauregard, Demopolis, Brubaker, Tech, Shelby County, of course. That one almost hit Natalie Deason. Instead, it's called a strike three. Looked like she was trying to back up so it didn't touch her. And cannot believe that call there, but we'll head to the bottom of the second. Still, Aggies with a slim margin lead, 1-0 over Beauregard. Bottom of the second, upcoming here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
4-5-6 due up for the Lady Hornets here in the bottom of the second. That final matchup in 5A, I didn't get to finish it, is Shelby County, the champions of Sylacauga's area tournament, against Elmore County, the champions of Beauregard's regular season in the area. First pitch in to the cleanup hitter for Howard is called strike one. Second one is swerving outside. Count now 1-1. And a fantastic game took place on this field before us. Class 2A having their games go on at Realtown and Ranburn. Ranburn jumped out to a 7-0 lead before Realtown clawed their way back into it, scoring 6 unanswered runs. But Ranburn able to hold off the Realtown comeback just in the end, winning 7-6 to advance. Really the only close game in the first round of Class 2A. All the other ones were run rule victories, but those of us sitting over here at Field 2 got to watch a fantastic finish. That pitch is going to hit Howard, I guess, on the top of the toenail. So she'll take her base. First base runner for Beauregard. And it'll be a speed up runner, Chloe Davis, coming in the game for Beauregard. And a pinch run for Taylor Howard. Recognize a few of these names from the Beauregard team last year that won the first round game over Sylacauga. Mary Payton D's one of those players, swinging and fouls that one off of herself, then goes into fair play, but it's a dead ball because she was still in the batter's box for strike one. Here's the 0-1 to D's. That one's clobbered down the third baseline, but it's going to be a few feet foul. And D's making contact on the first two pitches, both for strikes. Davis has been in go mode over at first, running on contact both times, running before contact on the first one. 0-2. Hit towards short. Bryant can flip the first for one. Throw over to first, and it's going to be a tie. Goes to the runner at first. Aggies almost turned the double play, but they do get the lead runner, probably the faster runner in Chloe Davis. Now you'll have D's at first. And coming to the plate now is Auburn Sword. 00. I always like to see 00 on the back of a jersey. And Sword is rocking that 00, playing left field. Showing bunt here on the first one. Going to be a throw over to second. It goes way into center field, but Malaya Bryant backing it up. Deese was going to be safe anyway, I believe, but stolen base for Deese. So I said the speedier runner, and Deese trying to prove me wrong here. First pitch was a ball as well, so the count now 1-0 to Sword, who may still show bunt. Immediately shows bunt, pulls back, and is going to hit it to short, and it's going to get through the infield as the Aggies had shifted because of showing the bunt. Shortstop was going towards third. Third was coming in, and Elena Bryant could not get back over as that ball was hit exactly to where Bryant typically stands in the hole, but instead she had shifted over due to showing the bunt. However, the second baseman was, or the runner at second was also trying to come and thought that Bryant was going to get to it. So because of that, even though it's a single, Deese does not move from second base. She stayed on the bag the whole time, and Hathcott was backing up in left field well. So first and second with one out, Aggies have the force in play. Ellie Burrows has swung and missed at the first pitch and now called strike two, so Deason's got the 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. Deason with a huge strikeout. So now two down with two runners on in the bottom of the second. It's a battle-tested Beauregard team, 27-12 on the season, according to Max Preps. It's a lot of games played, a lot of games won. Aggies trying to add to that 12 number, not the 27. First pitch just inside from Deason, called ball one. That one's going to go. Oh, it looked like it was a good pitch over the middle of the plate. I guess it's a little bit low. Count 2-0. Mackenzie Hanley, the lone freshman starter for this Beauregard team, has watched two pitches come by for balls, and she watches that one come by for strike one. Two-one count. Decent. That one's going to get away from her, and it hits Mackenzie Hanley right near the number 5 on the back of her number 15 jersey. Didn't even try to get out of the way of that one. I don't think she had much of a chance. So two hit batters in the second inning for Deason. One of them was iffy. That one was no doubt about the hit on Hanley. Bases loaded, two outs, and the number 9 hitter in the lineup, Shelby Kraft. First pitch inside, called strike. Shelby Kraft, it's a small strike zone. She's listed as the shortest player on the team. That pitch hit foul down the third baseline for strike two. Into the batter's box now. Decent. Down to one knee, as she always does. Delivers off speed, and it just couldn't drop back in the strike zone. Stayed a little too high to count 1-2. Here's the 1-2. And that one a little bit outside, and somehow getting it and turning it to the third base side is Kraft, but it was foul. Seemed like the location of that pitch down and away would have caused nothing, but either a swing and a miss or a foul down the first baseline. Somehow Kraft got her bat around on that one. Still 1-2. That one too far inside. The count even at 2-2. And that one fouled back over the netting behind home plate. Close to our big press box here at Lagoon Park. Five-sided press box, looking at five of the six fields. 2-2 count again. Hit just over the head of Bryant. One run will score. Second comes around third and home, and a two RBI single for Shelby Kraft. And Beauregard has answered that top of the first run with two of their own. And you got to hope now that the Aggies can get out of this without giving up much more, but the top of the order back up. Lindsey Moulton, first pitch, grounded towards short, softly, flip over to third, and it's going to be in time. Heads-up play between Bryant and Harshberger to get that force out. It was going to be a really tough play to go all the way to first. Elena Bryant going away from the first base bag, but heading straight towards the third base bag, just flipped it over and got the sliding runner just a few feet before she got there. We'll head to the third inning. The Aggies once ahead 1-0, now trailing 2-1. Against Beauregard here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Begin the third inning here with 8-9-1 up for the Aggies. Ashlyn Johnson has watched two balls come across the plate here to start this third inning, and it looks like it's going to be a third straight one. That one close, but just a little bit too high. I think catcher's turning around and asking if that was a ball or a strike. It's a ball, 3-0 count. Ashlyn Johnson taking the whole way, and that one's called strike one. Aggies took a 1-0 lead in the top of the first, but Beauregard with a two RBI single from their number nine hitter, Shelby Kraft. As the 3-1's hit high into foul territory, and it's going to hit the top of the dugout, Beauregard's dugout here on the first base side for strike two. Shelby Kraft coming up big for her team. And because of that, two RBI single, Beauregard with the lead here in the top of the third. 3-2 count to Ashlyn Johnson. Reagan Brooks rocks back, delivers. That one's going to be hit into right center field, and coming over towards center field, left side is Shelby Kraft. And making plays at the plate and now in the field. One down in the top of the third. We'll see if the Aggies' number nine hitter can answer Kraft. Malia Bryant, also center fielder for the Lady Aggies. The Aggies have both veteran leadership, but also some very young players that they can build towards the future with. Malia Bryant, definitely one of those. And first pitch called strike, second one inside for ball one. Here's the 1-1. Bryant's going to ground this one towards second base, and it's not handled correctly. And because of Bryant's speed and hustle, there's no chance at first. So Bryant has reached safely with one down in the top of the third and the top of the order, coming back up with Harshberger. Could have been a routine play there for the second baseman, Ellie Burrows, but I think she knew the speed of Bryant coming from home plate and looked up before the ball was secured, and it got trapped under her glove. Hit and run towards second base, fielded, throw to first. It's going to be a close play, but Harshberger just thrown out. Absolutely no chance at second base to get Bryant. That one was very softly grounded, almost acted as a bunt from Harshberger. Very, very close play at first. So two outs. Runner in scoring position for Kinley Hathcott. Anything gets past the infield, it's likely to score Bryant. First pitch in is going to be low and inside for ball one. Update from field six here at Lagoon Park. David McCurley letting me know that it is currently tied 1-1 heading to the bottom of the third inning between Childersburg and Beulah. You can listen to that one on Kicks 100.3. Right now in the top of the third, the Aggies trailing 2-1. But Malaya Bryant on second. Runner in scoring position for the Aggies. Kinley Hathcock with a 2-0 count. And that's going to be a 3-0 count now. Low and outside for ball three. And do you let the speedier runner, but less likely to put something deeper into the outfield, come up and instead had to worry about facing Sophie Harshberger? Pick your poison. 3-0 comes in. Hathcott not swinging. Strike one. Here's the 3-1. That one's in the dirt for ball four. So Hathcott will head to first with a walk. 2-1, two out. And Sophie Harshberger to the plate. And for those of you looking for more softball action outside of high school, the SEC softball tournament starts tomorrow. And would you believe it, Auburn and Alabama will play each other in the first round tomorrow night, I think approximately 6 p.m. from Athens, Georgia. And I believe this is the second straight year that Auburn and Alabama will play each other in the SEC softball tournament. So that one should be fun. Bragging rights for one set of fans. First pitch into Harshberger called ball. Here's the 1-0. This one is popped up high. It's going to be going foul over the first base dugout. 1-1 count. And it's incredible to me that the SEC looking right now that possibly only one team will miss the NCAA tournament. I think as of the latest softball D1 bracketology, only Missouri was projected to not make the field. It is absolutely remarkable. Baseball looking at something pretty similar as well, where the majority of the teams, except for Missouri, expected to make the tournament. Missouri got to pick their game up in the diamond sport. Here's the 1-2 to Harshberger. Harshberger swinging at one that might have hit her, and she fouls it on 1-2 hops almost to, I believe, field three. She came close. Gotta go retrieve that ball. Trying to gather up some of these fouls. There's been quite a few so far going out of play. Umpire ran out of his supply. Here's the 1-2. Harshberger's going to pop that one into right field. Pretty shallow. It's going to drop in. Bryant rounding third, heading home. She's going to score. And it's going to end up being an RBI double for Sophie Harshberger. Just put that one into shallow right field, and the running on trying to make the play there, but unable to, was the Lady Hornet right fielder. Now you got Elena Bryant coming up with two in scoring position. First pitch to Bryant, called a strike over the outside corner. Kenzie Hanley just a little bit out of her reach in right field. Good job by Bryant running off contact from the bat. Never stopped. Easily scored from second base there. And then Harshberger on the throw down from right field to home plate. Took second. Hathcock was always going to end up at third. 1-1 pitch is fouled off of Elena Bryant's foot, I believe, and then went towards the pitcher, but she was still in the batter's box. Be a foul ball. The count now 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Bryant's going to hold off on that pitch that was high and outside for ball two. Here's a 2-2 from Reagan Brooks. Foul, or no, hit right back to the pitcher. And it's going to be a throw out, so the Aggies will strand two. But they do answer back with one run here in the top of the third. We head to the bottom of the third, tied up 2-2. Here, Sylacauga postseason softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Two, three, and four due up for the Lady Hornets here in the bottom of the third inning. The current score, 2-2. The Aggies struck first. Beauregard got two back, and then the Aggies in the top half of this inning were able to knot things up. First pitch into number two hitter Lucy Van. Called a ball. The second one lined towards Elena Bryant at short, who is able to go over to her right a few steps and make the belt-level catch for out number one. Two pitches results in one out for Natalie Deason and the Lady Aggies. Now Reagan Brooks. First pitch into Brooks. Thought the umpire was about to signal a called strike. He does not. Looked pretty good over the outside part of the plate. Instead, it's ball one. 1-0 count. That one. Brooks almost pulled the trigger on. She's able to hold up, and it's ball two. And that one is a strike. Looked about identical to the last pitch. And Brooks once again thought about swinging, decided not to. And then the only difference was the umpire signaled strike, 2-1. And that one is going to be good over the top half outside quadrant, top half quadrant, does not sound very good, but it was about in the upper right part of the plate for strike two. Here's the 2-2. And that one is a beautiful off-speed pitch. Gets Brooks out in front. And two up, two down in the bottom of the third. First pitch is going to be hit towards Bryant, who does a great job running 15 feet in from center into shallow left center, and she makes the running catch. And just like that, Natalie Deason has gotten the Aggies back up at the plate. We'll see what they can do as we head to the fourth here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Sylacauga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Aggies here in the top of the fourth. Tied up 2-2 with Beauregard. Brooklyn Harris takes the first pitch high and inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. That one's going to catch middle of the plate. Breaks back over after it started inside for strike one. Happy Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th. La Costa and La Pinata helping us out here. Bring you Aggie softball as that one's grounded right back towards the pitcher by Harris. And it'll be a throw over to first for out number one of the top of the fourth. And I'm sure they'll be celebrating Cinco de Mayo all day. We're celebrating softball here at Lagoon Park in Montgomery. This feels like a holiday, a national holiday at this point for the likes of David McCurley and I. And Dave McCurley, of course, over in Field 6 right now calling Childersburg softball. We've got a tight contest here right now. Royster swings at the first pitch for strike one. Time called here by Royster. Steps out of the batter's box. Now gets set. 0-1. Royster's going to take that one high and inside for ball one. One called a strike over the outside part of the plate against Royster. And one of the things I've noticed initially about Sydney Royster is she's got a great eye at the plate, so surprising to see her take a called strike. She normally is only swinging at stuff that's going to get called and letting balls go by and does such a good job, great plate discipline. She takes that one outside for ball two. Here's the 2-2. Royster's going to put that one into play in between first and second. Second baseman was running over trying to call for it, but the first baseman said, no, I got this. This is my territory. I only have to take a couple steps over, and it's a fly out to first base. So quick two outs, top of the fourth for the Lady Aggies at the plate. Now Natalie Deason will come up. First pitch to Deason is hit just foul over the first baseman's head. Almost was a single, potentially a double for Deason. looked pretty similar to the trajectory of Sophie Harshberger's big RBI hit last inning for the Aggies. But this one just squeaked foul. 0-1 from Brooks to Deason. This one's going to stay fair right field, and it's high enough for Mackenzie Hanley to come on and make the catch. So we go back and forth with the three up, three down half innings. Beauregard defensively answers the Aggies. We will head to the bottom of the fourth. Still tied up at two here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
Bottom of the fourth, about to get underway here between Sylacauga and Beauregard on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. First pitch is grounded towards first, and a great catch moving over to her left. Making it right down the line is Ashlyn Johnson, unassisted, ground out. That was a fantastic play from Ashlyn Johnson, who quite often doesn't have a lot of balls hit to her in open play. You know, most of her job consists of covering first and making a good catch on a fielded ball by one of her infield teammates throwing over to first base, but that time she had to make a quick play, and she did exactly that to get out Mary Payton Dees, who also plays first base for Beauregard. So a little first baseman off first baseman crime there, but Ashlyn Johnson was up for the challenge. One down here in the bottom of the fourth, and a 1-0 count for Auburn Sword, who puts that one into center field. But Malaya Bryant going about 3 to 4 steps over to her right and making the catch just shaded left of dead center field. And after some tense innings with base runners, the first two so far in the third and the fourth, besides what the Aggies were able to do in the top of the third, we've now gone with 8 up and 8 down between the two teams over the last inning and a half. If Deason can retire Ellie Burrows, it'll be 9 up, 9 down, as that one's grounded towards third base, and it's going to be fair for Burrows down the third baseline, at least one bag, and Burrows is going to have a stand-up double here. So a big-time hit from Burrows as she stands on second and gives the crane stance, sort of like martial arts or like John Mechie, if you're an Alabama fan, big-time. Beauregard's way too close to Auburn to be doing a crane. But Ellie Burrows throwing the crane up there, and she's got an opportunity to get Beauregard back in the lead here with Mackenzie Hanley at the plate. Burrows in scoring position. First pitch to Hanley. Called a strike over the inside part of the plate. Count now 0-1. Some updates for the games around us here. On field one, Holtville is handling Jemison right now 11-2. As the 0-1 comes in, way inside, count 1-1. Brubaker Tech up 6-2 on Demopolis. That might be the most surprising result currently taking place of all the 5A games. And then Elmore County with a 3-2 lead on Shelby County. As that one's hit into left field, it's going to be a base hit. And it looks like one run is going to score, hit the cutoff man, and it'll stay with the cutoff man. And Beauregard has now opened up a monster lead according to the scoreboard. It's 92-2. No, it's 3-2 between Sylacauga and Beauregard. That RBI single putting the Lady Hornets in the lead. The bottom of the order producing huge for the Lady Hornets. Two RBIs from the hitter right now. Back in the second inning, Shelby Kraft now one RBI for the number eight hitter and ninth grader Mackenzie Hanley. It is all about the 7-8-9 hitters for Beauregard. Here's Kraft with the 1-0. And that's going to be ball two. Pitch is also high for ball three. It's just tough. Shelby Kraft listed at an even 5 foot, so not a lot of a strike zone to work with if you're Natalie Deason. Here's the 3-0. Does just go over the inside part of the plate. Might have been a favorable call there for the Aggies, and the count now 3-1. Swinging and hitting it down the third baseline, just foul is Kraft. That would have been a close play at first. But instead, it's a foul ball and a full count. The Aggies, no strangers to playing from behind this season. That ball's hit high in the center field. Malaya Bryant running on, trying to make the play, and makes a great basket catch almost in the infield dirt. She must have ran 30-plus yards or 30-plus feet there after that ball was popped up very high. But what a play by Malaya Bryant to come in and almost catch that ball directly behind second base. Just incredible speed and effort there from Bryant, getting two outs in that inning and an extra special third out to end the fourth. We will head to the fifth inning. Beauregard has reclaimed the lead 3-2 here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
We're getting ready for the top of the fifth. Now Reagan Brooks in the center circle getting ready to deliver. First pitch to Ashlyn Johnson. It's 8-9-1 up, and the first pitch is a strike to Johnson. The Aggies with this 8-9-1 beginning an inning were able to produce a run. We'll see if they can do the same thing here to try to get this game tied back up or possibly even more to take the lead. Update from Field 6, and Childersburg has opened up a three-run advantage on Beulah, 5-2 in that one, I believe, in the fourth inning. Childersburg trying to secure their spot on day two. You just have to get one win today to make it to Tuesday. So Sylacauga fighting to do the same now as the 1-1 comes in, called strike two. And that one's off speed and outside and gets Johnson to chase for strike three. One down in the top of the fifth inning. Malaya Bryant, who started that third, top of the third inning, hitting the ball to second base and legging it out. She was the run scorer. Now she's up with one out, and the first pitch is low and inside for ball one. the 1-0 to Bryant. And it's going to be over the outside corner for strike one. Bryant with a huge hack and fouls it directly behind home plate for strike two. Bryant puts this one down the left field line, and it's just going to be foul. Probably about 3 feet. Foul down the left field line, and that one was pretty well hit and would have been a lot of trouble for the left fielder out there for Beauregard, Aubrey Sword. She was running on hard to try to get to it, but still out of reach. 1-2 in the dirt to Bryant. Count now 2-2. Here's the 2-2. And low and in the dirt for ball three. And Bryant having great at bat so far. Getting on base the first time up. Worked a full count here. Here's a 3-2 for Bryant. Grounded towards short. This will be another close play, but throw does beat Bryant. And the 6-3 ground out will result in two outs in the top of the fifth. Top of the order back up for the Aggies. And she would love some runners on base, but Harshberger, maybe the leadoff hitter. She's got the type of power to tie this thing up with one swing of the bat. First pitch to Josie. Called strike one. Check sweep, grounds it towards second, and that's going to be a throw over to first. Harshberger not going to beat that one out. That will end the top of the fifth. We will head to the bottom half of the inning. Beauregard still holding on tightly to a 3-2 lead, trying to win back-to-back first-round games over Sylacauga in back-to-back years. We'll see if the Lady Aggies can try to get revenge on last year's loss, or if Beauregard will stay victorious in this matchup. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Bottom of the fifth, Beauregard coming up here with the top of the order in a one-run advantage over the Lady Aggies, 3-2. So far, decent. Has had a pretty good go of things against the leadoff hitter and the top of the order. It's been the bottom of the order that has done the damage for the Lady Hornets. Lindsey Moulton takes the first pitch high and inside for ball one. 1-0, also inside for ball two. 2-0 is hit high into center field, and Malaya Bryant, and it's going to bounce out of her glove. Made so many good plays today, but that one she overran just slightly, and it like it hit the heel of her glove and popped right out over her head. And Moulton never let up, never stopped running, and she'll end up safely at second. So a two-base error for Sylacauga to start the bottom of the fifth. Natalie Deason will have to work some magic in the center circle to get the Aggies out of an early jam here in the bottom of the fifth. Lucy Van, first pitch, shows bunt, then a throw, no throw over to third. The shift was in, and Elena Bryant couldn't beat Moulton over to the third base bag. Sophie did not want to, or Josie did not want to risk the throw over to third. So, just like that, a runner at third for Beauregard. That runner would double the advantage. 0-1 pitch grounded towards third. Harshberger fields, throws over to first. And Moulton thought about trying to run home after the throw, instead decides to stay at third, and that is one out in the top of the or the bottom of the fifth. Very good job by Harshberger to field that thing and throw over to first. Update from field three, and it's three unanswered runs from Beulah have tied things up against Childersburg, 5-5. Heading to the bottom of the fifth. Of course, Childersburg, the home team, and that one is area tournament champion, so they'll be heading to the plate now. 1-0 pitch in two. The number three hitter, Reagan Brooks, is fouled back behind home plate for strike one. Looking like the winner of this game will get Holtville. They lead Jemison 13-2 in the fourth inning right now. Loser of this game will match up with Jemison. That one's hit towards shortstop, and it's going to be safely into center field. One run will score, and Reagan Brooks with an RBI, the first one of those top three hitters to get a run produced at the plate. Huge RBI single for the pitcher. For the Lady Hornets, and now Sylacauga with some work to do. Still got to get out of this inning, trailing by two. Don't want to see this thing play out the same way as it did last year. Sylacauga, hard fought game with Beauregard last year that just got away from them in the end. And today has been another hard fought game. Taylor Howard, first pitch in low and inside for ball one. And Avery Palmer is a pinch runner, speed-up runner for the pitcher Reagan Brooks at first base. 1-0 to Howard. And it's too high, 2-0. Pitch to Howard. And that is well, I couldn't tell what the umpire signaled there. Don't know if he said it was a ball or a strike. I think it's 3-0. And that is a strike call. I think typically umpires, even if you can't hear, I mean we're up here in a soundproof press box, so you can't hear the call, but I couldn't tell definitively with the signal what it was. I think it's 3-2 now. Yes, as that pitch comes over the inside part of the plate for strike two, not swung at. So it was a 3-0 count. Now back-to-back strikes for Deason. No definitive signal from the umpire when you can't hear what the umpire is saying. It makes it really tough to tell exactly what happened. But it was a 3-0 count. And now it's a 3-2 count. That one's fouled off to third base side to stay a 3-2 count. Deason delivers, and that one's going to be eye level high for ball four. And runners now on first and second with one out. We may have another speed up runner here. I think so. I think we're going to have somebody come and run for Howard. It's going to be the same number that did earlier, number four, Chloe Davis. And looks like it's going to be a players-only meeting in the center circle. Coach Chad Wilkinson not heading out there. He's comfortable with letting them talk over the situation with themselves. Whole infield coming into Natalie Deason's circle. Quick reminder that today and tomorrow will not be the only softball action for you. Dave McCurley planning to be back up here on Wednesday morning to bring you some Fayetteville Lady Wolves action in Class 1A. And it's been a few years since Fayetteville's made the regional. Excited to see them back here in Montgomery. Their first game, 9 a.m. Central Time start against Autauga Academy. We'll see what Fayetteville can do here in Montgomery. Silicaga trying to start it with a win, down 4-2. Runners on first and second. That one's grounded third base side, and it's going to be foul. Mary Payton Dees with a quick 0-2 count. O2 comes in to D's, and it's going to be inside for ball one. Of course, the way things work here, top two from each classification advance to the 8-team state tournament for each classification. That one's drilled down the left field line, but it's going to hook foul. A long, long strike. So we'll stay 1-2. Two teams from the Central Regional, as well as two teams from the other three regionals, the North, the East, and the South, I believe. So that one's hit more fair towards Hathcock, who comes over and makes the play, ranging backwards and to her right. Very nice, well-executed play there from Hathcock. We'll keep the runners on first and second with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. In order to be one of those top two teams, you either have to win your first three games and stay on the winner's side of things, or if you drop down to the loser's bracket, you got to win four before you lose two. That's your path to Oxford. As Hathcock going over to her left, but then the hook back, and it goes over her head. One run scores. That's going to be two scoring for Beauregard, a two RBI double for Aubrey Sword. And once again, it is the bottom part of the order that has done so much. A 6-2 lead now. And I think this is where possibly we may see the end of Natalie Deason for this game. Of course, Deason, the leading pitcher for Silicaga, you want to save her potentially for a make or break game two. Don't want to wear her out too early. She had such a good area tournament, but she wore down in that one. And with your season on the line here, you got to make sure you've got her in there for the most important moments. And now we'll see. I'm not sure. It may just be maybe leaving her in. It looks like they will. Chad Wilkinson will leave Natalie Deason in the center circle. Trying to get through this inning. Ellie Burrows about to come up to the plate here with Sword at second and a 6-2 lead. First pitch from Deason to Burrows. Grounded towards second. Two hops. Harris fields it, throws it to first. And that 4-3 ground out will end the fifth, but not before three runs are scored by Beauregard. We'll head to the sixth inning. Beauregard leading 6-2 here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Top of the sixth here underway, and Kinley Hathcock leading off on the first pitch to Hathcock. She showed bunt and then tried to avoid it, but then pulled the bat back. Not sure if the ball hit her or it hit the bat. It went foul, and umpires have talked about it. Now the umpires are explaining the situation to the Beauregard head coach, Coach Langley, and now may have to come over here and explain it to Coach Wilkinson as well, as he stepped down the third baseline asking what the situation is. It looked to me initially like it came off of the bat of Hathcock as she tried to pull it back, and it would be a foul ball. Still had not seen a signal, and I believe it is a foul against Hathcock. It is a foul off the bat, and she tried to pull it back. It did not hit her. It hit her bat, so the count now 0-1. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and this is going to be called a strike two. No, excuse me. The first pitch was called a ball. Now I'm very confused. It looked like it hit off of her or the bat and went foul, so it's just a ball. Now the count 1-1. Hathcock will pull the ball or the bat back for ball two. That one too low. Need an explanation on what happened on that first pitch, because if it didn't hit her bat, it hit her. And it would have been a ball. It would have been a runner on first. Hathcock takes a hack at that one. It's going to be strike two. Here's the 2-2. Hathcock fouls that one, and it just is out of the reach of Howard. It was down the third baseline, only a few feet away from home plate, and then kicked back. Foul with a lot of backspin. Count will stay at 2-2. Grounded right back towards the pitcher from Hathcock. Throw over to first, and very quick play in the center circle from Reagan Brooks results in the first out of the top of the sixth. Still perplexed by the first pitch of this inning, as it looked like it was surely either a foul ball off the bat of Hathcock or a hit by pitch, and instead it was just ruled a common ball. I will need someone that's able to hear that, tell me what happened. As Hartberg crushes this one through 2-3 hops to the wall in left center, and it's going to be a stand-up double for Sophie Harshberger. What a big time hit. She's got one single slash double that she hit into shallow right field that resulted in an RBI in the third. But that was a no-doubter double. And not sure about the field dimensions here. It looks like it's a little bit larger possibly than Pinecrest Park. Might have been a homer at home. A long, long double instead. And Elena Bryant watches the first pitch come by inside for ball one, and she's got an opportunity to try to start something going for the Aggies here late. 1-0 pitch to Bryant. From Brooks is going to be fouled down the third baseline for strike one. Schulzberg and Beulah still tied on field sixth, heading into bottom of the sixth. 5-5. 1-1 pitch to Bryant. Called strike two over the inside part of the plate. The 1-2. Swung on, and Bryant couldn't get that one. Strike three. That'll be out number two. Now it's Brooklyn Harris. Brooklyn Harris, what a regional tournament she had last year, including the game of her life against Ramsey. Two grand slams in that one. Could use a little bit of that right now. First pitch into her is called over the strike zone. The inside part of it. Count 0-1. Oh, one pitches way outside for ball one. Runner on second, two outs. The Aggies trailing 6-2 in the top of the sixth. And another inside pitch called a strike. And right now, if you're an Aggie hitter, you have to be wary of everything inside because it's pretty favorable for the Beauregard pitching staff. The 1-2 to Harris. That one goes outside again, and it's ball two. Harris grounds it towards second, and it's going to be caught underhand. Flip to first will end the top of the sixth with a runner in scoring position stranded for the Aggies. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Beauregard hanging on to a 6-2 lead here. Sylacauga Lady Aggie softball at the Central Regional from Lagoon Park in Montgomery on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Batayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Wednesdays feature Crazy Pollo for only $10.99. La Piñata, on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body, you're all in with Allen.
It's lunchtime, back-to-back commercials for food, getting me a little bit hungry here at Lagoon Park in Montgomery. Bottom of the sixth inning about to get underway between Beauregard and Sylacauga. Beauregard clinging to a 6-2 lead. And it looks like a pitching change coming here for the Aggies, I believe. Falcons. Ashlyn Johnson will take the mound, and Natalie Deason will switch with her over to first base. So maybe a situation where it's just see if we can get through the end of this game and preserve Natalie Deason as much as we can. Of course, Ashlyn, more than capable pitcher here. And first pitch in, almost catches the outside part of the strike zone. It's going to be called a ball, 1-0 count. And the 1-0 comes right over the plate for strike one. It's 8-9-1 up for Beauregarden. And to me, it's 8-9 that are the catalyst for this win. Popped up, and oh my goodness, running towards first, and Brooklyn Harris made the catch, and neither Harris nor Mackenzie Hadley let up, and I think Hadley was laughing as she hit the ground there, but it was a big-time hit, and Brooklyn Harris stayed on her feet, and Mackenzie Hadley did not. My goodness, that was a truck stick there from Brooklyn Harris. I'm glad Mackenzie Hadley's okay, but that's a ninth grader running down the line, hustling hard, and it was a collision about 2 or 3 feet in front of first base. No foul play there, just a meeting of the minds. Brooklyn Harris and Mackenzie Hadley, and resulting in one out, and maybe a headache later for both players. Hit towards Harshberger at third, and she catches it in the air. A line out for the number nine hitter. Kraft is out number two, and two of the toughest outs in the Lady Hornet lineup this afternoon gotten through quickly by Ashlyn Johnson and the Lady Aggie defense. So now Lindsay Moulton, who did wake up with a double and a run scored her last time up, after Deason had retired her the first two times, is now possibly the last batter of the game for Beauregarden, unless she can keep it going in this inning or the Aggies can turn this thing around and force a bottom of the seventh. Here's Moulton's 0-1 after she fouled off the first one, and that's called strike two. The 0-2 from Johnson. Hit high in the right field. Alexis Smith running over. It's going to be dropping foul. And Alexis Smith is somebody that I hope, I don't know if Coach Wilkinson's planning to bat her any at the plate today or just play her in the field, but no matter what, I hope she can make some plays and has a really good regional day and tournament if Sylacauga is to make it. As Ashlyn Johnson strikes out Lindsay Moulton for a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth, we'll head to the seventh and see if the Aggies can put the rally caps on and come back from this four-run deficit on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Top of the seventh. It's a do or die time for the Aggies here in round one of the Central Regional. Of course, not the end of the season. If you lose this game, it's just the end of your run in the winner's bracket, but you can lace up your cleats and get ready for a lot more action, potentially. Still at least one more guaranteed game at 3:15 as the Aggies and Natalie Mullen pinch hitting for Sydney Royster up with 6, 7, and 8. Due up. And Mullen with a 1-2 count now. And that's going to be a called strike 3 over the outside corner. And one down in the top of the 7th. And nobody was on deck. It's going to be Natalie Deason. I don't know if she thought she was getting pinch hit for or what was going on there, but Deason was just hanging out in the dugout. And got her helmet on quickly and out to the batter's box now. First pitch in to Deason is called strike 1. I think there's another pinch hitter on deck for the Aggies, maybe Gady Mintz. Deason grounds this one towards third. It's bobbled. Deason legging it out. She's going to be safe at first. From not ready to hit to standing on first base, Natalie Deason. Good job there to hustle after contact made at the plate. And now you got Gady Mintz, who in her select appearances in the area tournament seemed to have a knack for finding a way on base. Let's see if she can do the same thing here. First pitch in, a big-time swing, and just by her for strike 1. The 0-1, that one's in the dirt for ball 1. Brooks quickly working. Oh, another big swing from Mintz. Just couldn't catch it as it tailed away outside for strike 2. Definitely a final from the game beside me between Holtville and Jemison. Holtville 14-2 in a 5-inning run rule victory. So if Sylacauga were to not come back in this one, they'll take on Jemison in the next round. If Sylacauga can rally here, they'd have a matchup with Holtville. That ball to Mintz, skipping rocks. That one bounced at least twice before it got to home plate. The count 2-2. And Mintz can't make contact with the 2-2 pitch. Strike 3 and back-to-back, or two of the three batters go down to strikeouts in this inning. Mullen and Mintz down on strikeouts. And now two down, the Aggies, their final out here in round 1. Malia Bryant, who helped produce the last run for the Aggies, will need to do the same thing here. Grounded towards second on the first pitch and fielded and throws to first, and Beauregard. And back-to-back years with wins over Sylacauga in the first round of the Central Regional Tournament. 9-4 last year and now 6-2 here on Monday morning. Both teams will advance to games at 3:15. Holtville and Beauregard will face each other in the winner side of things, and then in the elimination side of the bracket, Sylacauga will take on Jemison, a familiar foe. Jemison was in Sylacauga's area the last 2 years, and now they will meet in Montgomery. We'll see how that transpires at approximately 3:15, and of course you can flip it over and possibly hear the end of the game between Childersburg and Beulah, looking to see if I've got a score update here. According to David McCurley, 9-5, Childersburg scores 4 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Childersburg just needing 3 outs to advance to the winner's game 2 in the 3A Central Regional. So that would be huge for Childersburg if they can do that. And, of course, if they win, they will guarantee their spot in a game tomorrow. But we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with a post game and talk about 3:15. We'll be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
The Star Physical Therapy post-game show here from Lagoon Park in Montgomery. Michael Goodens on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga drops their first game of the Central Regional Tournament 6-2 against the Beauregard Lady Hornets. Sylacauga now will advance to play Jemison at 3:15 p.m. Central Time, approximately around there, depending on how other games or weather could potentially delay that. But I guarantee you they won't start any earlier than around 3:10. I've already heard from softball director of the AHSAA, Kim Vickers, that this game, and no games can start more than 5 minutes earlier than they're supposed to, but games can start later based on how the games would go before them or weather. But we'll be somewhere right after 3, around there, most likely starting the game between Sylacauga and Jemison. And then we'll see how things go for Childersburg. They'll be around that same time as well. And either David McCurley will join me in this five-sided press box on Field 5 for Childersburg's game against most likely Alabama Christian Academy. They were playing Hale County at the same time. That was in the one field that I couldn't see. I don't know how that game went, but if Childersburg wins, they'll be on Field 5 in the same complex right here, or they'll stay on Field 6 if they are to fall to Beulah and most likely take on Hale County. Sylacauga, though, looking for a win to try to stay alive in this thing and advance to tomorrow. They'll go up against Jemison, and we'll see how that goes. For the game against Beauregard, my star physical therapy player of the game, I'm going to have to go with Sophie Harshberger at third base. Made a couple good plays at the hot corner, as well as two doubles. One of those was an RBI double to tie the game up at 2-2, and she was slugging the ball pretty well at the plate. But we will join you again at around 3:10, 3:15 for Sylacauga versus Jemison here from Lagoon Park. But until then, stick around. Keep listening to Mix 106.5. Hear some great music, and we'll bring you some softball. Lady Aggie softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service just a little bit later on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening. Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Sylacauga, Childersburg, home of the Sylacauga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.